Hi, friends. Well, it's that time of year. Starting around Father's Day, the images of man and fire splash the covers of cooking magazines, home improvement store commercials, newspapers, even radio ads. Of course, most people in the country actually have weather that's warm enough to cook outside, but let's choose to join the hopeful and jump into summer, shall we? Many people use the terms barbecue and grilling interchangeably, but they are not the same. Grilling is the process of cooking food directly over a grated flame, usually propane gas or charcoal. The food may be marinated, brined, or both. Now, barbecue is generally slow-cooked and pit-smoked. It's a cooking tradition that originated and perfected in America, and for many, it's comfort food. The meat generally consists of pork, beef, chicken, or turkey, sometimes lamb, and quite often includes cuts of meat that are generally tougher and require extra care, but yield excellent flavor through the slow cooking process. Though that isn't always the rule, since ribs and pork loin are big front runners in the world of barbecue as well. So let's talk barbecue for a moment. Let me just state up front that I am by no means an expert and am happily getting schooled in barbecue styles and dishes from all over the country. But I can tell you that it is not the same as grilling, and everyone proudly has their own style. Believe me, they do have different flavors and styles depending on where you get it. Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, Texas, Missouri, just to name a few. They all have their own specialties. If you're looking for a great guide to all of these things, this June-July issue of Saveur magazine has a great spread entitled Barbecue Nation. It covers cuts of meat, sauces, sides, and the history of some of the greatest methods of barbecue that are popular today. Oh, and they also have recipes. With all this variety, it's no wonder that there are contests all over the country that judge this wonderful food. It's actually been almost elevated to an art form. So how about a primer on the classic meat cuts, for example? For those of you who heard my series on meat a couple of months ago, some of these will be familiar to you. So on the pork side, there are spare ribs, which are taken from the belly and cut close to the rib to leave the belly for bacon. There's also St. Louis ribs, trimmed of tips and skirts, so their shape is very neat and uniformly rectangular. The baby back ribs are most popular with home cooks, since they're small and require a very short cooking time. On the beef side of things, there are also beef spare ribs and beef short ribs as well. Next come the roasts. There's pork butt, also known as Boston butt, which is sort of ironic since it's part of the shoulder area, but it's always a great size, generally 5 to 7 pounds. It has some great fat on its interior, which will melt and become tender when cooked. The pork shoulder, which when whole is made up of the pork butt plus the shank, is also called the picnic shoulder. On the beef side, there's the brisket, which comes from the chest and can be very tough if not cooked correctly, and the tri-tip, which is taken from the bottom of the sirloin. The tri-tip is very popular in California, which, by the way, I didn't even mention in my list of barbecue states above, but it's still a contender. Then we move on to chicken. For chicken parts, the two best are the thighs and drumsticks because they're the darker meat, which tends to be moister. You can also do a spatchcock chicken, which is a whole chicken with its backbone and sternum removed. This allows the bird to lay flat during cooking. Now, some folks like to use a rub on their meat. They'll cook it low and slow with the rub and then add sauce when serving. Rubs are excellent at infusing flavor, particularly when rubbed into the fat of the meat, because they marry with that fat during the cooking process and provide an excellent and moist flavor base. Rubs vary in ingredients as much as the sauces and methods, but the best ones are the ones you make yourself. You can choose from kosher salt, paprika, sweet, hot, or smoked, garlic salt, cumin, red pepper, black pepper, celery salt, or you can add all of them. And then come the sauces. You have your mustard-based, ketchup-based, spicy, vinegar-based, sweet brown sugar, sweet molasses, smoky, the list goes on and on. And then there's what you do with it. You can mop, dip, brush, or just slop it over your meat right before serving. Anything goes. And barbecue doesn't just refer to the meat. It's the whole meal, which means you gotta have the side dishes. Oh, my mouth is watering just thinking about them. There's the slaw, the potato salad, the beans, the cornbread, the greens, the corn, and wow. The purpose of all of these is to complement the meat, and it does its job very well. There are many types of slaw as there are veggies, and I've seen everything from cabbage to beets to fennel slaw. As for potato salad, you've got American, German, red potato salad, salad with potatoes and eggs, the list goes on. And then you have baked beans. You'd think it's a simple concept, but I've had a different version of baked beans just about every single time I've eaten them. They can be sweet, salty, full of fat back, full of bacon. They can be spicy, smoky, or just plain beans in a tomato-based sauce. I think the key to a good plate of barbecue is a mix of sweet, spicy, peppery, and creamy. I also like it when I have several choices of veggies to go along with my beans and potatoes and cornbread. But that's just me. I like to eat a little healthy. So as you're probably gathering, there's a whole lot more to barbecue than grilling, and you could take an entire lifetime happily studying it. And I say, why not? It's a worthy pursuit. And if you don't want to learn to cook barbecue, there's nothing wrong with eating it. Do a search for local barbecue joints on Yelp.com, scan the paper for festivals and fairs that have contests and competitions for barbecue, and find out your favorite style. Oh, and don't forget the napkins, because it's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it. I'm Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola, All to the Table Cooking School, where you can get your PhD in delicious.